On any given night, there are, on average, 400 to 600 homeless youth living on the streets of Reno. That's according to Michelle Gear, the director of the Eddy House, a trauma care drop-in center for homeless youth. She sat down with KUNR reporter Stephanie Serrano to talk about the severity of this problem.
For people who don't know what the Eddy House is, can you talk to me a little bit about it?
The Eddy House is the central intake and assessment facility for all homeless youth in Northern Nevada, ages 12 to 24. So if you're a homeless kid, non-system, not connected to any agency or government entity, and you're living on the streets of downtown Reno, you come to Eddy House.
It's known that it's hard to track these numbers. How do you tackle this?
There's not a lot of data on this population. So at Eddy House, we are data-driven. And it's really a matter of getting very comprehensive assessments done and really asking important questions like, where did you sleep last night? Do you have your essential documents? Do you have a job? How long have you been able to keep that job? Tracking their social and education history, their medical and mental health history, it's very important.
How severe is this situation?
In 2017, we saw at Eddy House 769 unique youth. This is an issue because in 2015, when Eddy House opened as a drop-in center, there were about 100 kids. So you can see the growth in the last 3 years. This year, 2018, we are slated to see nearly 1,000 homeless youth. These are unique, individual youth coming through that are living on the streets. The kids are a little bit different in that they can couch surf. They often pull their money and live in the weekly motels. So, you know, they might be homeless five nights and then have a place to stay three, and then homeless again for three nights and then have a place to stay for two. So it's just very unstable.
What makes the youth population different than the older homeless population?
I think hope. The kids really have hope. They view homelessness as a bump in the road, a temporary situation. And they just think if they get a job and a place to stay or just a leg up or some help, that they can overcome this and live as a normal person. They just want to have a place of their own that is safe and clean. They want to have a family. They want to have a good job. Some of them want to get an education or a vocational certificate. It's just that as they go along and the longer they're out there, the less likely those scenarios, are going to happen. I mean, it just is challenge after challenge, and they don't really necessarily know how to navigate systems or their own lives.
Let's talk about the shelters.
Well, our kids really feel unsafe around the older homeless because you cannot mix the populations. For the kids to be around the adults, they're afraid of disease. They're afraid of violence. They're afraid of the older folks that maybe have some realized mental illness. So it's just they're in a constant state of fight or flight. I would say the vast majority of our kids have PTSD in some form or another. And what we find is that they have to feel physically and psychologically safe. That's really the cornerstone of the trauma-informed care.
What does an average day look like at the Eddy House?
The kids are usually lined up down the block. They often sleep at the bus station or wait at the bus station. Sometimes they're sleeping in the driveway or on the sidewalk because they associate that location with safety. They may need to use the restroom. It might be the first time they've been able to use a restroom since the day before. They may want to shower. They may want to just warm up, especially now that it's getting colder. They might get something to eat. So all of our food is donated from community members, so they might get a cup of noodle. Or maybe somebody brought in breakfast burritos that morning. They have social time. So that's kind of an everyday thing. There's a lot of laughter. That's the thing that people don't realize when they come in for tours, is that the kids are happy and they're laughing. And the reason for that is hope. And we've really tried to encourage a family environment. And often our staff are the first adults that haven't tried to prey on them or exploit them in some way.
The state has one of the highest rates of youth homelessness in the country, and the issue is growing. You know, you work with this population every day. What are they telling you?
They just want to be normal because there is an element of shame. There's a stigma attached to homelessness. They don't associate with other adult homeless. They don't consider themselves to be homeless. And so they tell us that they just need a job. They can make the link between having a job and not being homeless, which is huge. That's a real opportunity. Unfortunately, if you're undereducated, You know, 70% of our kids had an IEP or 504 plan when they were in school, so they were in special ed classes. Chances are it was as a direct result of trauma that was not being treated. So these kids are coming out of our systems and our schools, and they're underemployed and undereducated.
What are some of the misconceptions?
I think that most people in Reno would be surprised that these kids do not look like what we think of as homeless people, right? So we associate homeless people as dirty, maybe mentally ill, maybe, you know, on some kind of drugs. And we have this narrative of what a homeless person looks like. What people need to know is that you could not tell the difference between a homeless kid and a kid living with a family.
When they do decide to face the streets, what is their home life like? Some may have a space to sleep, but they'd rather not be there.
71% of Eddie House kids said that they're safer living on the streets of downtown Reno than they were in their own homes. So we're seeing an increase in the community in child abuse, domestic violence, and drug and alcohol abuse in the home. Those are the top three reasons for Eddie House youth to be homeless in this community.
What kind of dangers are these youth facing on the streets?
Well, 100% of our kids say that they're sexually or physically assaulted on the streets of downtown Reno at least once a week. This is a huge problem. It's really about survival. You know, about 34% of our kids have jobs, and they work at night, or they work swing, or, you know, a few hours in the morning. And the reality is none of us could hold a job if we were being assaulted sexually or physically, if we were being robbed, if we were wandering the streets at night trying to keep warm and trying to keep safe, if we didn't have a place to use the facilities, if we didn't have a shower, if we didn't have food or clean clothing, none of us could hold a stable job. That's impossible. To be continually re-traumatized, often we feel like as a staff that we're starting over every single day. We'll make tremendous progress during the day, and then something will happen that night, and we start over the next morning.
We're in November now. We're coming up on what's going to be very cold temperatures. What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of losing kids, honestly. Every single winter at about 4:45, a couple times a week, I have a suicidal kid in the kitchen who feels that they can't handle one more night out in the cold. I had kids literally sleeping in the snow in tents last year. That is unacceptable without proper, you know, outdoor gear. And so every year we've got more and more suicidal kids, more depressed kids because they're sleeping outside. Last year we lost a kid. So he had been sleeping in one of the weeklies. He got a bacterial infection from breathing in all of the yuck. And he died of heart failure. I don't want to lose any more kids.
What can or should the community be doing to help now that we've identified how severe this problem is?
So first, we need to change the narrative. The narrative says that these kids are from other places. The reality is 71% are from Washoe County, 8% are from rural Nevada. This is not a case of kids coming from great homes who just want to defy authority or don't want to listen to their parents. This is not something that they have chosen.
Thanks for coming in, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.